lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
letter U. 800, we help you.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. Well, I have I'll say this. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have been in the field of counseling for over 33 years. I worked as a program director, executive director of a drug and alcohol treatment program. I've been on the boards of treatment programs. I have a huge background. My master's, if I could say that I specialize in anything, it's addiction. So I have a huge background. And the one thing that I love about working in the field of addiction is once you move and get through the recovery process of the addiction itself, then you have all these other issues that come up. The depression, the anxiety, the post-traumatic stress disorders, the eating disorders, the panic attacks, so many things that come up once we get the addiction itself under control. And so working as I have, I've had the opportunity to work with a very wide population of people who struggle with mental health issues. Now, I personally like to say mental health rather than mental illness. I think mental illness really it adds to the stigma because that is the topic of my show about removing the stigma. So, yes, we had this awful, awful, heart-wrenching situation in Florida where we had someone with severe mental health issues getting a gun. It's tragic. Tragic. I mean, it's just not even a big enough word. Heart-wrenching. Yes, we need to have better controls on people with mental health issues, severe mental health issues. and getting a gun. There is absolutely no reason why this person should have had a gun. Now, can people buy guns on the black market? Yes, they can. I would say if you are looking to buy a gun on the black market, you might want to check yourself in for some counseling. Why do you need to do that? Because it's cheaper? I don't know if it's cheaper because you can get something that you can't get at a gun shop or a gun show. I don't know. I honestly don't know because I don't go and buy guns on the black market. But mental health is a huge problem. And getting into mental health treatment, counseling, can be difficult. Now, we've got several different layers of expertise, I will say that. We have got the person who is the psychiatrist. Now, a psychiatrist is a regular medical doctor. He's an MD doctor. So if I'm going to Dr. Smith or Dr. Brown, who is a psychiatrist, he has his degree in medicine. That is why you go to a psychiatrist and get medication. Nowadays, the majority of psychiatrists will meet with you for a half an hour, 45 minutes, make an assessment, prescribe medication, and say, I will see you in 3 months. And you get 15 minutes every 3 months, if you're lucky. Sometimes it's every 6 months. And all they're doing is a medication check. Do they want to raise it? Do they want to increase the dose, lower the dose, add something to make it work better? So that's what a psychiatrist does. The other thing that's really interesting about psychiatrists is they are allowed to use medication in a way that's different than your regular general practitioner. So the guy that I go to or gal that I go to because I have a cold or the flu or an ache in my back, or I might even be depressed or anxious, they can only prescribe a specific limited amount of a medication. Let's say Prozac as an example. So you can only get a specific amount from that. But if you go to your psychiatrist, they can actually prescribe more because they're a psychiatrist. They have more flexibility. In addition, a psychiatrist will say, well, I know you don't have high blood pressure, but the side effect of this medication is going to help with your attention deficit or your anxiety or whatever. So I'm going to prescribe this medication that's actually a blood pressure medication, not for that, but for the side effect. It's not going to affect your blood pressure in any way because you don't have a problem. It's like taking a Tylenol when you don't have a headache. Like, it's not going to do anything. So that is the other aspect of what psychiatrists do. Then you have psychologists. Psychologists do counseling. Psychologists also do testing. So you say, oh, there's a school psychologist. So they will test the children. They give IQ tests. They give behavior tests. They give mental health tests. So they do a lot of testing. That's not all they do. I want to make sure that you know that. That's not all they do. They also do counseling. However, if you really want to be tested, you want to see a forensic psychologist, go for the testing. Do psychiatrists do some testing? Sure they do. Do they do counseling? Yes, they do. But I'm talking in general. So in general, you've got the psychiatrist for medication, you've got the psychologist for testing, and then you've got the licensed clinical social workers, the licensed professional counselors who do counseling. So that if you want to go get counseling, you're going to want to look for someone who does counseling. Specifically. So where do you go? Well, you could look it up in the phone book the old-fashioned way. You can Google find a counselor, and you are going to come up with a list of counselors in your area. Generally, they say put in your zip code, how many miles are you willing to travel, and you're going to get a whole list of people who do counseling. Now, I am a licensed professional counselor. My degree, as I had said, my master's degree is in counseling, and I specialized in addiction counseling. But as a licensed professional counselor, I needed to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. I needed to know ethics, theory, statistics, testing and assessments, marriage counseling or family counseling, cultural counseling, multicultural counseling, addictions counseling, group counseling, and career counseling. So I've had to have classes in all of those. I need to know about medications and pharmaceuticals. I need to know about law and ethics. I need to know about health and diet. I need to know about communication and empathy. And I have a huge bag of tools because of all the theories that I've learned that I bring to the table. And, of course, all of my experience. But I'm not here to talk about me specifically. I'm here to talk about the stigma. What stops us from going to seek out treatment? Well, the stigma, just by its own definition, means there's a sense of shame. I don't like the fact that my life isn't working out well, that I've got addictions, that my relationships are falling apart, that I can't hold down a job, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't even know who I am, my self-esteem is really bad. Those just are a few things. Not to mention the depression and the anxiety, the post-traumatic stress, the obsessive-compulsive, the personality disorders, the addictions. All of these things come with shame attached. And that shame prevents us from moving forward. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I'm talking about the stigma around mental health treatment. Stigma in itself, the stigma, is I feel ashamed. And when we have that sense of shame, our response is secrecy. I don't want somebody to know that I'm depressed. I don't want anyone to know that I have panic attacks. I certainly don't want anyone to know that I am addicted to alcohol or heroin or some other kind of drug or behavior for that matter. I don't want people to think that I'm weird, that I'm odd. I may get bullied. So here we have this kid, okay, who is, we would say, on the strange side. And so the kids bullied him. He came from a broken family. He was adopted. His father died when he was 13. His mother just died 6 months ago. He has mental health issues. The police were over there at his house 39 times. Nobody picked it up. Nobody wants to admit that maybe this person needed help, let alone checking to see him when he shows up to buy a gun. And that's just a small piece. Do I think we need stronger gun laws? Yes. Should a 16-year-old be able to buy a gun? Absolutely not. If they can't drink, why are they buying guns? We have laws on the book that are not being followed. Why are we not doing mental health checks? And as a mental health professional, I don't believe that everyone with a mental health issue has, you know, depression, anxiety does not necessarily lead to something where someone is going to buy a gun and kill someone. However, if this depression is severe enough, it may cause suicide. But I don't think every single person who presents with depression needs to get reported. But there are definitely other types of mental health issues, like schizophrenia, personality disorders, and other psychotic disorders, which are real red flags. But one of the things is, even as a mental health counselor, we have the ethical responsibility to maintain confidentiality. Except where we think there's going to be real and immediate danger of harm, suicide, abuse, homicide. We have to report that by law. Report it to the police. So yes, as a mental health counselor, I must protect the confidentiality of my clients. At the same time, I also have the duty to protect . But one of the problems is when we have a stigma attached. People do not seek out treatment. And oftentimes it's difficult to get into treatment. Why is that? We have long waiting lines. We have high deductibles. Or we may even have an insurance that doesn't even cover mental health. I might go to my community hospital because they may have a mental health program there. And I find that I have a 6-month waiting list. I have an intake. I see someone temporarily, then they shift me to someone else before I could even see the psychiatrist, before I can get medication. Access is difficult. Waiting lines are hard. Now, someone like myself, I'm a licensed professional counselor. However, under the law, I cannot accept Medicaid and Medicare clients. So if you have Medicaid or Medicare, I will not get reimbursed by those two entities because they don't recognize my license. I think, make some phone calls. Say this is ridiculous that insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid do not recognize licensed professional counselors who are here to treat people with mental health issues. I'm a mental health care provider. Now, we are doing a relatively good job in some areas of removing stigma. I remember a time when if you had cancer, you had cancer. You didn't want anyone to know. You were ashamed of it. Somehow there was something that you did, and or it was connected somewhere. Even AIDS, we've done such a fantastic job of removing a stigma around AIDS. We have a stigma around mental health. We have an even bigger stigma around addiction. The stigma. Again. It is about a sense of shame. It means that I may be weak. So often, shame overrides the most extreme symptoms. There's a possibility of over 80% of people struggling with mental health issues have shame about it. They're embarrassed by having depression or anxiety. And who shames them? We do. Human beings shame them by making fun of them or bullying them or not understanding that the brain is an organ, just like the heart or the lungs. Do we make fun of someone who's having a heart attack? Do we make fun of someone who has lung cancer? Oh, well, you know, they were smokers. They knew. They knew what they were getting themselves into. They created the disease themselves. those lung cancer people. They asked for it, for smoking in the first place. We don't do that. But we do that with heroin addicts and alcoholics. What's the difference if you're addicted to tobacco or alcohol or heroin or any other drug that's out there that is addictive, or behavior such as gambling and shopping and workaholism? Addicted to pornography? These are addictive behaviors. The only thing that's different about the brain is that the brain has the ability to look at itself. The heart can't look at itself. The lungs can't look at themselves. If I want to alter the way I breathe, my brain is the thing that controls that. I can use biofeedback, which means that I get hooked up to little monitors and I can concentrate hard enough and focus hard enough that I might even be able to slow down my heartbeat by using my brain. But I can't slow down my heartbeat by using my heart. I cannot alter the way my lungs work unless they are diseased. Same thing with my heart, unless my heart has a disease. Ultimately, it's the brain's function. And the good news about the brain is that it can change. It can change itself. We talk about pathways in the brain. Most of us have had some form of biology in our lives, and we've heard about pathways in the brain, even on commercials that talk about different medications for depression and anxiety. Pathways in the brain, what does that mean? The brain is made up of nerve cells, basically neurons. And the neurons make chemicals called neurotransmitters. A transmitter is like a radio signal that sends a signal from the station to the radio. So the neurotransmitter is the chemical that is sent from one neuron to another neuron. And it's sent through the pulse of electricity. So it gets pushed by electricity. It's really very fascinating for me. And very interesting. Back in the day, when I worked in cable and became a certified cable TV installer, I had to learn about how signal gets sent to our cable televisions, to our telephones. All of it. Everything is sent through something is pushing the signal. Electricity, fiber optics, light is pushing. The light waves are pushing the signal. The electricity in our brain is pushing the neurotransmitter, the dopamine, the serotonin. These are the messages. And sometimes they don't work right. Maybe our brain isn't making enough. Maybe our brain isn't taking it in well enough. Maybe we have flooded our brain with chemicals and our brain is no longer producing on its own. That is really part of what addiction is. The good news is if I think a particular way and I behave a particular way, that ultimately is unhealthy. Negative self-thoughts, self-talk, negative behaviors. I can stop and I can practice positive self-talk and positive behaviors. And I can actually lay down new pathways in my brain creating change. But as long as we hold on to the stigma and we do not open up the doorways for people to seek out mental health, then we're going to continue down the old pathway, the negative pathway, the painful pathway, the hopeless pathway. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression or addiction, if you are struggling with codependency, with post-traumatic stress, between medication and counseling, you can change your brain. It takes practice. Medication generally is not sufficient. So, if I'm on the road of depression, okay, so the road sign says depression, I'm taking a medication, the medication has put a roadblock, so I'm feeling better. I'm going to go to some counseling, and I'm going to work on creating a new road. I may find after a while I don't need the medication. I don't need it because that road is now atrophied. It's no longer really usable. And if I happen to find myself on that road, I know how to get off of it really quickly and go on the positive road. Because I've now created it in my brain. We have to continue to think about our brain as an organ, like our kidneys and our livers and our heart. It's just a complicated one that actually has the power to heal itself. Depending upon what we put in our bodies. We want to put healthy things in our bodies to help our brain be healthy. So I want to eat well. I want to exercise. Sleep is extremely important. Alcohol and drugs are more detrimental than they are positive. The chance of becoming addictive is high, depending upon how much you use, if there's a genetic predisposition, or it may even be that you've used so much you just become addicted. An addiction can be psychiatric, it can be psychological, it can be physical. We have marches going on, high schools planning a walkout, all of these things going on to encourage better gun control laws. Why aren't we removing the stigma of mental health? We talk about it, but we don't really do anything about it. It needs to be a top priority. A top priority, and I'm not saying that because I'm a counselor. Well, there may be a little bit of that, but that's because I'm educated in this area. If I'm depressed, if I'm anxious, if I'm stressed, if I'm angry and rageful, it has a fallout in physicality. My stomach hurts. My shoulders hurt. My back hurts. I have headaches. My muscles are tight. I clench my teeth. My jaws hurt. I have reflux. We talk about antioxidants. Eat blueberries. They're filled with antioxidants. Have pomegranates. They're filled with antioxidants. eat clean foods. We look for the physical health. The more antioxidants, the less chance of cancer. But I don't know. I'm holding on to shame. I'm holding on to guilt. I'm holding on to regret. I'm holding on to anger and bitterness and rage. And I don't understand why I may have cancer. Because something is eating at me? Now, I'm not saying that's the absolute cause. I am not a medical doctor. However, if I'm holding on to something and it's eating away at me, it may show itself. I'm going to take another little break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. I have my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified as a counselor. If you are interested to find out a little bit more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R. .net. You can give me a call at 908-237-2899. Leave a comment about the show. If you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. In addition, you can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I'd love to have you follow me or make a comment or a suggestion. That would be fantastic. So today I'm talking about removing the stigma. And in the past week, we have had lots of conversation about mental health, entry mental health treatment, and the stigma around mental health. The stigma is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Now, we have the ability as a society to make things unacceptable. We try to say bullying is unacceptable. Smoking cigarettes is unacceptable. Throwing garbage out your window of the car is unacceptable. Being a litter bug is unacceptable. Not recycling is unacceptable. The more we say these things are not acceptable, the more people change their behavior. Well, stigma around mental health is unacceptable. Even though some of the stigma has reduced a little bit, we have a long way to go. And why do I say reduced a little bit? Because we are talking about it. But we have to take action. We have to talk openly about mental health. We have to talk about the stigma, and we have to talk about what it's like to have bipolar disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder or addictions or depression or anxiety. The more we talk about it, the more we relate to each other, the more we realize that it's not such an odd thing. We have to educate ourselves. That's part of why I have this show, and I know you hear me say that. And I take every possibility that I can and every opportunity to educate people. And sometimes I get torn down by it. I don't know what you're talking about. Of course I know what I'm talking about. It's like saying, well, I don't know. I've got this plumbing issue in my house. And I call the plumber, and the plumber says, oh, yeah, I've got like 35 years of experience as a plumber. And you go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go get Joe Schlobotnik over here to come and help with my plumbing issue, even though he doesn't even know how to turn a water faucet on. Educate yourself. Talk about it. Share your personal stories. I know I've shared some of mine here on the radio show. I share my story with clients. I want people to know that mental health issues can be overcome. Be conscious of your language. Yeah, that guy's nuts. Oh, what a weirdo. Do we say that about people who have cancer? Or diabetes? Oh, God, what an odd duck. They're not eating cake. What a weirdo. Do we make fun of... Sometimes people do, but again, that's lack of education. Make fun of people who have MS and they're walking funny, or have some kind of cerebral palsy and they're, you know, or Parkinson's. Now, doesn't that guy look funny? We make fun of them. Why? Because we're uncomfortable. Think about what you say. Think about the language you use. Be conscious of it. encourage equality between physical and mental illness. One does not detract from the other. Remember, the brain is an organ, just like any other organ in our body, and it can misfire. The other thing, too, is our brain only knows what it knows. My brain can't use something it's never learned. That's why I say to my clients, I say that to my clients. I say, do you speak Chinese or do you speak Swedish? No. Well, how come? Well, I didn't learn it. So if we're given misinformation about the world around us, if we're told that it's not okay to feel a particular feeling, if we have belief systems in play that end up causing depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, rage, because of information that we've got, that we have stored in our brain, we have the ability to change that. It's so important to show compassion for people struggling with mental health issues. Be a model of compassion for others. Begin to learn what empathy is really about. Sympathy is, oh, gee, you poor thing. Oh, you poor thing. You have depression. Oh, geez, too bad for you. Empathy. Empathy. Wow, that really hurts. That really hurts that you're struggling with depression. Anxiety really is painful. Now, empathy doesn't mean that I absolutely understand, but I know for you this is a struggle. I know for you it's a hard time in your life. I know for you that you are struggling with addiction. I know for you that this is really hard. That's empathy. Choose empowerment over shame. If you yourself are struggling with a mental health issue, talk about it. Empower yourself. Share your story. Refuse to allow others to dictate how you're going to view yourself. As human beings, we all are going to have times in our lives where we feel depressed, where we feel grief, where we have some anxiety, where we have regrets. That's part of the human condition, because that is part of our human makeup. The more we talk about it, the more we empower ourselves, the less shame, the greater chance of removing the stigma. And be honest, if you're you're seeing a counselor. Now, yes, I say to my clients, I don't break your confidentiality. If I see you out in public, I don't come up and say hi to you. Maybe you're ahead of the line at the getting stamps at the post office. Hey, how's that depression come? That's awful. I would never do that. My job is to protect your confidentiality. At the same time, it's really important that you begin to say, you know what, if I'm depressed, I'm going to let people know I have depression. I'm working on it. I have the flu. I'm taking medication. I have a herniated disc. I'm getting treatment. Be honest about it. Talk about it. Educate people. Write stories about it. Sometimes on Facebook, people write ignorant comments about mental health issues. Respond to that. Educate them. We all have a responsibility. And don't harbor self-stigma. Hiding from this world in shame prevents you from being a productive member of society. Join a support group. Go to counseling. Be part of a church or synagogue or a temple. Take yourself seriously and also gain the ability to laugh at yourself. Not in a demeaning way. And learn about good self-care. I say this all the time. It's about self. Self-care, self-esteem, self-awareness. Self-promotion. Self. Self-responsibility. Each one of us is responsible to remove the stigma. We in the United States are a small portion of the population of the world. I think like 20%. But we take 80% of the world's medication. What is wrong? Why do we do that? Let's talk about mental health. Let's get it right. Let's prevent future horrors, because we are not taking care of our brains. So that is my show for today. Again, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselors Chat. And I wish you good mental health, and let's remove the stigma.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather for today is currently 73 degrees. There is a slight chance of rain, mainly after 4 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny. Tonight, slight chance of rain, a low around 41. Thursday, we will have rain and a high near 44. Thursday night, rain with a low of 34. Rain is likely on Friday. Friday night, rain. Saturday, rain. And Sunday, rain is likely. So we're going to have a number of rainy days ahead of us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started...